Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is something burning? No, it's just time for the WIP Evening Show Hot Stove Check-In.
Ah, yes, it is that time of night. Even with all the quarterback stuff going on, we could not go one night without a Phillies Hot Stove Check-In. We do it every night, 9 o'clock. And today was a fun day. The introduction of Andrew McCutchen to Philadelphia as now a part of the Phillies. We'll get to the latest on Harper Machado, who will be here later this week for a visit with the Phillies. And Matt Klentak today also spoke on MLB Network. But I want to start with McCutchen. So he had his press conference today. And, you know, it was a lot of the simple, like, the fan base is great. I want to be here. And they made me feel welcome. And I still have a lot of good years left. Like, a lot of the stuff you could have guessed. But he did say something interesting because he was asked about, this actually might have been Marks and Reese when he was on Marks and Reese today. He was asked about his time watching the Phillies last year and why he thought this was appealing. But then also their collapse. Like, they collapsed last year. What does it all mean? And is it a big deal? And listen to what Andrew McCutchen said, and then I'll tell you like a little bit more exactly what he saw. Here's McCutchen on how it ended last year and what it reminded him of.
Happy to be here, to be able to represent this city and this franchise. I'm looking forward to, you know, what the future holds for us. I saw this team from afar, playing against them as well. I saw what they're able to do this past season. It fell a little short, but something that I do realize is it's there. And I'm happy to be here and just to be a part of it and to help this team push forward to winning the championship.
Now, look, that might sound like athlete speak, but here's the context behind that. So Andrew McCutchen, we know, was a great player with the Pirates back in the day. When he was younger, almost the exact same thing that happened to the Phillies last year happened to his Pirates team. In 2012, the Pirates were 48-37 at the first half, very similar to the Phillies this year. 16 games over 500 on August 8th. What were the Phillies? 15 over on August 10th, whatever it was. We kept referring that during the season, during the collapse. They went 8-23 in September, which is very similar to what the Phillies did. They finished 79-83. They finished under 500 like the Phillies, who finished 80-82. The Pirates then jumped to 94 wins the next year and made the playoffs in three straight years, led by McCutchen, who, of course, at that point was an MVP player. But he went through exactly what the Phillies did when he was a kid. So, look, I think the Phillies probably signed this guy for 10 different reasons. That was probably at the bottom of the list. Like, they're not going to sign a guy because he went through a collapse and he understands it. But I think that he brings something to the table here with context. Like, I've been through this. I know what it was like last year. I'm going to help you guys take a bigger leap and finish this thing the next season. So I thought that was really cool that he referenced, you know, watching this team and being impressed by them, because he gets it. I mean, he gets what it's like to have a collapse and then what it is to try to move forward. So the other piece of news today was Rhys Hoskins attended the press conference. And Rhys, of course, was he was popular with the media afterwards. Everyone wants Rhys's thoughts on things, on free agents, on the courting process of other guys coming here. Listen to Rhys on his thoughts on the offseason and what he's been up to here.
Safe to assume you've talked to Rhys.
So you share an agent?
Yeah. Do you not let it go to the subject of where you're going to go, or did you just talk about?
Again, it's just more of me offering any look at what this city's like, what the organization's like. What the clubhouse is like, what cap is like. It's not me offering information to him. If he wants it, and I've expressed this to him, that I'm here for a chat if he wants it.
It sure sounds like Rhys Hoskins is doing some pitch work for the Phillies there.
God, I love Rhys.
He's the guy.
He's very much the face of the franchise, sell the franchise, leader in the clubhouse, all that stuff.
Yeah, but I don't think it shouldn't be lost on anyone that Rhys Hoskins' agent is Scott Boras, and Scott Boras.
Well, it helps him get to the table.
Sure it does. So you have Rhys there at the press conference, and I think that's a leader type of thing, to be at that press conference today. They introduce So far, their biggest and name acquisition they paid big money for.
Well, that was James Pazos.
Yeah, James Pazos.
We forgot that.
With his mustache. The left-handed reliever that came back from the Mariners. So you have Klentak. Everyone was there today. Gabe Kapler. And by the way, I was going to say for all my fellow Gabe Kapler fans out there, but I'm not sure how many there are. But if anyone has a Gabe Kapler jersey, it's outdated. He changed his number. He gave his number 22 to Andrew McCutchen.
And they said Gabe would never adjust.
Listen to that. He's already adjusting. He's number 19 now, which he was when he played for the Boston Red Sox. So
when they won the World Series.
That's right. It's all lining up. Now, the third piece of news, and then we'll get to a couple of rumory stuff, and then back to the phone lines here. The third piece of news today was Matt Klentak, who took some time after the Andrew McCutchen presser to jump on MLB Network, talk about the Phillies offseason. And just listen to this, because there's been a lot of panic around here. That, oh my goodness, Manny Machado hasn't signed. He visited the White Sox. The sky is falling. And Bryce Harper hasn't signed. Every day someone's got a rumor about how they're not going to get either. They might not. But here's Klentak and kind of laying out what they've done and what the blueprint is for the rest of this offseason.
I think we've done the things that we set out to do, which was improve the defense, become a little bit more left-handed, and improve our offense. And that puts us in a position now for the remainder of the offseason where we can really explore a variety of opportunities, but we've kind of established the floor for our off season. So now we can target big ticket free agents like you're talking about. We can continue to explore trade possibilities that might make sense for us. But you know we've sort of done a lot of heavy lifting early in the off season. It allows us to play out the rest of the winter.
Heavy lifting, and look, it sounds to me there like they're not done. I don't know what's going to happen with Machado and Harper, and we know Machado is slated for a visit here on Thursday. He was with the White Sox the last couple of days. He'll be with the Yankees tomorrow, and he'll be here in Philadelphia on Thursday. I don't know how this plays out, but I do know we're far from over. This offseason has a lot of time to go, and there's been the last couple of days has just been feeding that fear that these guys aren't going to come here. Like Andy McPhail talked to Todd Zielecki at MLB.com was like, yeah, like, you know, we don't need to sign anybody. We could improve in other ways, which is true, which is absolutely true. But to put it out there that way gives the feeling that they're not going to do anything. And the bottom line is there's a lot of time left. Last thing to hit on in our Hot Stove check-in tonight. Wilson Ramos, our old buddy, who came in here last year when he could play, he could hit. He really could play. Signed with the Mets. So here's the bottom line on that. The Mets have gotten better. Cano and Diaz and Ramos. The Braves added Donaldson. The Nationals added Patrick Corbin. The Phillies improved this offseason. McCutchen is an improvement. Segura is an improvement. They made the defense better. They still have a lot of work to do, though. A lot of work to do if they're going to be a team that can actually get near the top of the East. Right now, I would make the case they're the fourth best roster in the NL East. No, I think the gap between one and four is tight, and all four could be above 500 good teams, but I think they're fourth right now, and they have work to do, whether that's Harper or Machado or trade for pitching or whatever, or get a bullpen piece. There's more work to be done, and also, Matt Klentak better be right about Jorge Alfaro because he let Ramos walk to the Mets for a pretty reasonable price, 2 years. $19 million.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.